Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I have been in Zante this weekend, played a little gig on Saturday night. It was brilliant. So good.
You always come back looking so tanned, like Thanks. Even more tanned.
I was only there for like one night.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But it was a couple of hours by the pool, this. It's all good.
Working hard.
Now, I've got to say about Zante Airport, a lot of you would have been there in the past on holidays. Maybe you're going in the next couple of weeks. You know, we've said this before, how most of Europe, in their airports, just sells combinations of ham and cheese on dry baguettes. So you can get a ham and cheese, you can get a cheese, you can get a ham.
I've been in that airport, actually, with Edith and Nahal before.
It's different, Zante Airport.
Yeah, I think it was still being built when we went.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it still feel like that now?
It's not the best. Yes, it does.
I thought, this can't be it, and apparently it is.
But it's different in Zante. No cheese, no ham, no ham and cheese.
What'd you get?
Nothing. They don't sell anything there.
Oh, well, they sold food the last time I was there. That must have shut down.
No, I didn't see any of that. You could buy, like, duty-free, like, bottles of whiskey, but no actual food. Just some bottles of Coke.
You could have got an oversized Toblerone. But
yeah,
not
I mean,
a baguette.
I just didn't fancy a Toblerone. That was all. Just some ham and cheese would have been nice.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, what? Reports coming in of actual food at Zante Airport. It's €8 or €9, but you can get some. I think I went through too soon to the departures bit, and once you get through there, there's nothing.
That's a mistake.
I should have stayed, like, in the check-in bit, and I would have been fine, but nothing, no. Coming up today, smooth-talking Dan and a brand-new girl on the show, sweet-talking Ingrid. They've been out on Stupid Street talking romance after 4:30. So that's STD and STI on the show just after 4:30. You'll like Ingrid, she's nice. Another thing I was going to say about Zante Airport, you know, obviously people get to know each other a bit better sometimes on holiday. Mm. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some of them obviously had a few drinks, and maybe some of them regret it slightly. But they think, it's okay, I'm probably not going to see that person again. Oh, yes, you are, because they're on the same flight home as you. There's loads of blokes and loads of girls going, oh, God, I'm putting the sunglasses on. Oh, God, it's him. Oh, no, it's her from the other night.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, later on, I am hosting a quiz evening again. I seem to be the quiz master at the moment. I did one last week. I am Quizzy Rascal right now, and
bad.
Don't. Someone called their team that last week.
They'll be, yeah.
Ugh. Rubbish pub team names are my favourite.
There's a really rubbish one, Quiz Stofferson, and I don't even get it. But it always wins, like, the prize for the best name. And I'm like, I could go Quiz Lanovich if I want, but that, like, why?
I love them, they're my favourite.
Why is that even funny? They've just taken someone's name and put Quiz in it. I don't even know who it's meant to be.
It's up there with good hairdresser names for me. It's as good. So this quiz is for some people who work in the radio industry. It's kind of your radio equivalent of your local pub quiz.
Yep.
And Becky's coming, aren't you?
I am, yes.
And you're on a team.
I am.
Here's my thing. Does this not look a little bit sus? Now, I've not given you any answers, have I?
Mm.
Have I? Mm. Don't, because they're listening. I haven't. We've been
not
fair
yet,
and square about
this.
Not yet,
but I'm trying to work on it.
Yeah, but I don't actually have a lot of the answers. I have some on an email that you can't see. But here's my thing. What if your team wins? If your team wins, everyone's going to think, well, it's a fix.
No.
Yes. Right, if Chris Moyles was hosting it and Comedy Dave won, people would, there'd be uproar.
I should have been banned from entering it then. They can't take my money and then tell me that it's a fix if I win it.
If Andy was hosting it and George and J-Mo won...
Yeah,
then,
I can see
yeah?
what you... It would be like if
If JK was doing it and Joel won...
Yeah, I've got one.
Yeah.
If Sam was doing it and Mark won it...
That.
Yeah.
Exactly that. So I'm just thinking, are you actually allowed to enter? It's a bit like me, I'm not allowed to play the lottery.
But I've paid my monies now.
Well, if your team wins...
Quiz Team Aguilera.
Oh,
and we're
God.
Not really calling it
oh,
that.
Oh, please don't. That's another one that gets me every time.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Name?
Who's this?
It's Rob. Rob Perry.
Hi, Rob. Where are you?
I'm in Norbury.
How can I help?
Yeah, I've got a bit of a problem, Scott. I'm sorry. I know it's short notice, and I completely forgot to ask. But I'm going on holiday on Wednesday, and I won't be back till Monday. Is it okay if I have the time off from listening?
You want the time off from listening to the show?
Please, I know it's short notice. Do you think you'd be able to find cover for me?
Well, I've got to be honest, Rob, this is quite short notice for me. Going away when?
Wednesday afternoon. Right, Wednesday morning, so I won't be able to listen on Wednesday afternoon.
This coming Wednesday?
Yeah.
Where are you going, please?
Well, that's the thing. I'm only going to Pafeli.
Right. Can you not listen there?
That's I know it sounds strange, but children, they don't like the Radio 1.
All right. You can listen in. You can listen to Radio 1 in Wales.
Really? I know, but... I was a bit concerned that I won't be able to listen to the whole show like I normally do.
Oh, OK. All right, so you're saying we need to find some cover for you from Wednesday and then including next Monday's show?
It is. I'm not back till Tuesday afternoon listening, I'm sorry.
OK. Do you know of anybody that could probably cover you for listening?
I could ask my dad, but I don't think he's too impressed.
Dad's not a big fan of Radio 1, though.
Well, not really. His hearing isn't great either, so he'd probably be fine. In fact, I could leave the radio on. He probably might not notice.
I don't think that counts if he can't hear us.
Oh, right. Sorry.
OK.
No, I'm afraid I can't think of anybody else at the moment. That's why I was hoping you'd be able to help me.
Well, Becky hates having to find cover for listeners. But we'll try our best on this occasion. Also, as a side note to this, if there is anyone else listening that's going on holiday soon, please, I've said this before, can you get your leave forms in as soon as possible? Because we have to find cover. Because if the listening figures go down because you're off, I'll be sacked. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
All right, OK, well, we'll let you off on this occasion. So we'll try and find something to cover you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much.
You've only got 8 days left as well.
8 days?
Ooh. Yeah, so, you know, with Christmas and all that, I'd plan ahead.
All right, yeah, OK, good point. Yeah, I will do. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Let you off on this occasion. Love you, bye. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Do you know what? I love the way our listeners pull together in a crisis like this. So many people offering to cover for Rob because he's away for a few days and not able to listen. So many. David in Scunthorpe, thank you for your offer. He says, I can cover for him Thursday and Friday, but I'm too busy on Wednesday and Monday. Yeah, but aren't you listening already? That's the thing. We need a cover.
It's also better to get someone for the whole period, otherwise it just gets a bit confusing.
Scoob in Bristol's got two radios and is prepared to turn them both on to cover for Rob. Does that count?
I'm not sure if it does.
I don't know whether and some people are going, I'll listen extra hard. No, I don't think that counts. We need to keep the numbers up, yeah?
I think Danielle's boyfriend can do it because he's normally at work, so he normally misses it, but he's got the week off, so...
Okay, cool.
He can do it.
Thanks for all your help. Some people didn't realise they needed to put leave forms in. Absolutely, you do, yeah. Read your emails.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. It's that time of year where loads of people are going on their holidays. Have you been on your holiday yet this year?
No, I'm going in September.
Where are you going?
Probably Greece.
Oh, good, I got the right music. Yeah, it's a good one. Could have chosen any place there and I just... What a coincidence. It's lush Greece, isn't it? I was in a restaurant on Saturday night in Greece and they did that smashing plates thing. I thought that was just for TV.
Tourists.
Yeah. Thought that was a tourist, but no.
Well, what? What, are you a local?
Oh, yeah, I am a tourist. Right. Now, here's the thing. Do you think you can tell if someone has had a holiday romance just from what they sound like?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
No.
Ever?
No. Have you? Yes, you have.
Who?
Yes, you have. That Michael bloke.
No. That was not...
Yes, the one in the bushes.
Just because I went to the discotheque with him didn't mean I'd do anything else.
What were you doing in the bushes?
I hid from him in the last day in the bushes.
Yes, I knew there was something to do with you, him and bushes, but I couldn't remember what it was.
It certainly wasn't that. I was hiding from him in a black shirt so he wouldn't spot me. Apart from that, there was one time in Ibiza, whatever. So, we've sent smooth-talking Dan and sweet-talking Ingrid out onto Stupid Street. And they spoke to some people. And you've just got to guess whether this person has or has not had a holiday romance just from their voice, all right? Here's your first one.
What's your name?
Lucy.
That's Lucy. Has Lucy ever had a holiday romance or not?
Oh, what? That's all I hear? Just that?
Oh, yeah.
Just Lucy?
Yep. I'll play it again.
What's your name?
Lucy.
What do you think? Yes or no?
Yes.
Let's hear the details.
Lucy, have you ever had a holiday romance?
Yep.
Where were you?
South France.
And what went down?
Everything, pretty much.
Love her.
Classy lady. Give yourself 1 point there.
What went down?
Everything, pretty much.
Yeah. So you were right. Maybe you can tell from someone's voice. Okay, next one.
What's your name?
Lucy.
Oh, it's another Lucy. Sounding quite similar to the last one.
What's your name?
Lucy.
But has that Lucy ever had a romance on holiday?
Yes.
Let's find out.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
No.
Do you need a romance now?
No.
I was going to offer myself up.
What, are you offering up?
In theory.
I don't know. No, because I've been with him for ages.
But she did think about it. Smooth talking down, you can't leave him for 5 seconds on Stupid Street without propositioning someone.
Well, she's got a boyfriend, but she had to think for about 10 seconds before she said yes or no to Dan.
Yeah.
What, are you offering up?
In theory.
I don't know. No, because I've been with him for ages.
You can hear her brain just going, actually, no. Next one. Has this person...
Have you ever had a holiday romance before?
A holiday romance?
Yes.
Why?
Because he sounds like he'd like one.
Let's have a listen.
A holiday romance? Yeah, of course. I had one in Ghana on a beach. And I met her and she, like, came out of the water. She came out of the water and, like, just wanted to remember.
Right. It's like an affair with a fish. She came out of the water. Next one.
What's your name?
Hi, Rachel.
Rachel, has she ever had a romance on holiday?
No.
Just from her voice.
I'm going to say no.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
Quite a few.
What was the holiday?
Oh, it was Marbella, so okay. It all goes down in Marbella.
What sort of stuff went down?
Too much what, to talk about.
What didn't?
What didn't?
I love these people.
I know, they're brilliant, aren't they? Okay. Next one.
Holiday romance.
Yeah.
What do you think about him? Yes or no?
Yes. Because he makes that sort of, after he said it, he sort of goes, oh, which means yes.
So I met my wife at an away game at Swansea. A Queen's Park Rangers away game.
Right, so a QPR away game at Swansea.
does that
count as a holiday romance? Swansea can be beautiful.
Yeah, the mumbles and that. I'm going to say yes and give myself a point.
Right, okay. I've lost... Have you got three now, haven't you?
Yeah, three points.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Has this person had a holiday romance and can you tell just from their voice?
What's your name?
Amy.
Amy, has she done it or not?
Yes.
Have you had a holiday romance?
No.
You're kind of on holiday at the moment in London.
Sort of.
Maybe you're interested in a romance or...
No.
No.
Not with you.
Oh, denied!
Maybe you're interested in a romance or...
No.
No.
Not with you.
All right. Bye then, Amy. So, you got 3 points so far. Last one. What about this one?
What's your name?
My name's Melissa, also known as MJ Cans.
MJ Cans?
Yeah.
Why MJ Cans?
Because she's got massive cans. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that is true, actually.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Don't look down. Look into my eyes.
Whoa. Say that and then, oh yeah.
Now,
I just had to check with the one that doesn't speak what cans were because I didn't know. I know now.
You know what they are now, right? Okay. They're, you know.
Do you think she gave herself that nickname?
Probably. I quite like it. MJ Cans. Do you think MJ Cans has had a holiday romance?
I want to say yes, but I think no. Yes.
Really?
Well, I think no, because she's already saying to Dan, don't look down, look in my eyes. So...
You're seriously telling me that MJ Cans has never had a holiday romance?
Oh, go on then, yes.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
A three-year one, yes.
We had a three-year holiday romance.
And we still have a house together. That's how serious it went. Went on holiday, met a guy, fell in love, bought a house, split up, still have the house.
So you met on holiday in...
In Greece.
Do you need a new romance? MJ Cans.
MJ Cans would like a new romance, perhaps, but I have a lot of specifications now.
What's in your specifications?
Oh, here we go. This is going to be good. So, how many specifications do you think that MJ Cans has for her men?
Four? Yeah.
Listen to this.
He's got to be interesting, he's got to be funny, but he can't be too nice, but he has to be nice enough. Also, he has to be fit, he has to have a nice body, he has to be able to cook. Also, I like to be able to have cuddles, so he has to be able to cuddle, but I don't want him to be too close all of the time. I need my space. I need to be able to go out with my girls, but also I need him to get on with my girls. My girls are very important to me. He has to dress well. He has to be thoughtful, but not too thoughtful, because sometimes it's a bit suffocating. He has to have footballer's legs, but not necessarily play football. But if he does play football, that would quite be a bonus, because I know the offside rule. No receding. I've been there, done that. Also, I don't want any silver foxes.
Right. Just on first impressions, I didn't think I matched that very well.
Well,
I actually am a bit
receding.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So just 16 specifications there for her men.
She is amazing.
She's got to have footballer's legs, but doesn't necessarily have to play football.
You know, in The Apprentice last night where they were getting people to do their elevator pitches?
Yes.
She's done one for people she fancies.
Brilliant. She is my actual favourite.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I can't even remember half of those things. She spat them out so quickly.
I think you've got yourself four... Because, you know, you said MJ Cans.
Oh, yeah, so four.
Four. Well done.
I love her. I want more of her.
That translates to how many Scott Mills points? 40, yeah. So well done. Podcast. That's true, actually. Adam off of Rother has been on saying, who had more specifications for a partner, MJ Cans or Justin Bieber? I think Cans has got it, actually. Mark has been on saying that he is all of those 16 things as specified by MJ Cans. Well, I hope you'll be very happy together. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Chris Smith off the news.
Hi.
I would quite like to see if you match up to the specifications of MJ Cans.
Few men do.
She's maintenance.
She is high maintenance, yeah.
MJ Cans. Here she is.
He's got to be interesting, he's got to be funny, but he can't be too nice, but he has to be nice enough. Mm, yeah. Also, he has to be fit, he has to have a nice body, he has to be able to cook. Also, I like to be able to have cuddles, so he has to be able to cuddle, but I don't want him to be too close all of the time. Mm. I need my space. I need to be able to go out with my girls, but also I need him to get on with my girls. My girls are very important to me. He has to dress well. He has to be thoughtful, but not too thoughtful, because sometimes it's a bit suffocating. He has to have footballer's legs, but not necessarily play football. But if he does play football, that would quite be a bonus, because I know the offside rule. No receding. I've been there, done that. Also, I don't want any silver foxes. Right.
I like a girl that knows what she wants.
I don't know what you guys think, Becky, but it was like she was describing me. It's like she was standing in front of me.
That's right. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, Becky, have you seen this?
No, what is it, please?
We've got this box. It's a kind of strange box.
That looks like
box.
A safety deposit box that I used to keep all my coins in when I was a kid.
I think it is a safety deposit box or similar. Now, this box has been delivered. It's been taped up with loads of like black masking tape on it, so you can't...
Excessively so, I would say.
Yeah, I can't open this. And it's been delivered by a man called Dynamo. You might know him, he's a magician. And he's got a new TV show coming out. And
oh,
he's
the one that does all those tricks for celebrities and stuff.
That's
isn't
right.
He?
Yeah. And we're going to be on it. Going to be on this TV show with this trick that he's going to come and do on Wednesday. But he's given us this box, and this box is part of the trick, right? So I'm just thinking, what can the trick be that involves this box?
Let's have a look.
Try and
Am
guess.
Am I allowed to touch it?
You can touch it, but we're just not allowed to open it.
It's quite heavy.
Yeah, but this is all part of the trick that Dino is going to do for us on Wednesday.
Ah.
Does it smell?
Yeah.
Oh, what's in it?
Oh, it smells of cigarettes.
Is it a rabbit?
I don't know. It's quite heavy, but I don't think it...
No, you couldn't get a rabbit in there.
It's not. There's no animals in
it. Okay. Small animal?
It feels like card or... I don't know.
So that's part of the trick that Dynamo is going to do on Wednesday, but we don't know what the trick is.
Can't we just open it now?
What can the trick be? No, because it'll spoil his trick.
But it's like you can't give... It's like those red buttons which say do not push. You can't give me a box this taped up and then say do not open it.
I really want to open it.
It's got like four strips of tape across and around.
Let's take a picture of it and put it on my Facebook so you can see this mysterious box.
Okay.
Search Scott Mills on Facebook.
It'll have to go in the Becky's Box folder. There's already a picture of my box on your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, there is.
This will have to be Becky's Box too.
Okay, cool. That's what we'll label it as. Have a look. I mean, you might be disappointed by the picture because it's, as we've described...
Just a box.
Just a box that's taped up. But if you want to see it, you know, if you can't quite imagine what a taped up safety deposit box looks like in your head, then we'll put it on the Facebook page. But I'm intrigued as to what's in there and what the trick's going to be. And also, we've got to keep it till Wednesday. I'm going to lose that.
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know, but I don't think I should be in charge of it because I'll lose it.
The one that doesn't speak can look after it?
Oh, God, no, that's as bad.
What, is it down to me then? I'm just going to open it.
Right, we had a desk clear out recently of the one that didn't speak. There was stuff in there from, like, 1978.
That's before we were born.
I know.
I wondered if you picked that, me up on that.
So, okay, well, just... it's your job to look after that box until Wednesday when Dynamo comes in to do the trick, whatever it's going to be. I'm a bit scared. Podcast. Lillian High Wycombe's just been on our Facebook... and says that I look like a serial killer on my current wall photo. I do look a bit scary. That's because I've got the box in my hand, which has been delivered to us by the magician Dynamo. He's going to do a trick involving this box on Wednesday on this show as part of his new TV show, but we're not allowed to open the box, and it's so tempting because it's all taped up and that. What are people saying on Facebook?
They're just saying, open it, open it, open it.
Tape it back down again.
Yeah,
we
get me to do it so that you don't get the blame.
No, we can't. We're going to leave it as much as I want to open this box. Well, we'll either... if we don't lose it, then we'll do the trick with Dynamo on Wednesday. I just want to know what's inside. Apprentice last night?
Yes.
Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you who got hired if you still have to watch it. But it was particularly good. I loved it because Margaret comes back.
Yeah.
I love her.
Claude's my favourite in the interviews.
Claude is good in those interviews. Basically, the interview bit on the final that they do where they go through their CVs and just tear them apart. You just think, oh my God, I'd hate to be in that situation. It's harsh, isn't it? Mm. It's quite extreme. Also, I'm thinking maybe Margaret needs a little makeover.
Why? She looked hot last night.
No, not that curtain jacket that she was wearing.
Oh no, I thought she looked good.
Right. Anyway, apart from Margaret coming back, because I love her, a particular highlight was Jim. Because he is Captain Cliche, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah.
Lovely guy, but he's got all the banter and all that, and he's got all the jibber-jabber.
Mm.
I imagine with him, a bird in the hand is probably worth two in the bush.
There's no room in this game for three in a bed.
What is that?
That's one, isn't it?
There's no room in this game for three in a bed?
Yeah.
No, that's not... that isn't one.
Isn't it? What's the one about...
what are you on about?
People in the bed. There's no room
There's no room here for three in a bed. What?
Have I just made that up? I'm sure I've heard that one.
I've never heard of that.
It's not a Bridgewater one, the one that doesn't speak.
NFB?
It's not NFB.
I've got no idea. If anyone knows, then let me know.
Why would I have heard it if that's not one?
Clueless right now. What was it? There's no room here for three in a bed.
No room in this game for three in a bed.
What is that?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's a simple thing. For 10 Scott Mills points, tell me... how many clichés there were from Jim last night?
Five.
Okay. Thank you to Anne-Marie in Wiltshire for spotting this. Okay, here we go. Go for it, Jim.
I'm not a show pony or a one-trick pony. Or a wild stallion that needs to be tamed, or even a stubborn mule. I believe I can become the champion thoroughbred that this process requires. What impression does that give me of you? That you're a bit of an ass?
There's a lot of run-of-the-mill people who can't set themselves apart. How do you set yourself apart?
By swallowing the Oxford Book of Clichés.
I'm not a one-trick pony.
So have you got any weaknesses?
Well, I'll tell you what, any chink in the armoury is an area for improvement.
I think we're back in the cliché book.
I think you're right, Margaret.
It was really good.
Yeah?
It was really good. If you've got the minerals, you'll be fine, and if you don't, you won't.
Yeah.
She'll come under the same cosh as the rest of us.
Yeah.
She'll get strips torn off her, hauled over the coals.
He just can't help himself.
I'm scratching the surface on what I can actually do. I'm resilient, because I took a hammer. I had a eureka moment.
All right, Jim.
Ah, the eureka moment.
Yes, after all, it's not about the fancy headlines or the bronzed tan lines, but the health of the bottom line. Try and say it without clichés and say it very quickly.
about me, I'm exactly what it says in the tin.
I completely lost count there. More than five. There's so many. So many.
You know my great cliche?
Yeah.
Apparently it's something that Jim Bowen used to say on Bullseye.
Who?
Everyone just says it's from Bullseye.
You're not even old.
I didn't even used to watch Bullseye.
Stay out of the black and into the red.
And apparently
and you
there
don't
was
get out with two in the bed.
I've added an extra person.
You've said three. What is that? I've never heard that in my life. Good Bullseye knowledge, though. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Becky's got a new addition to the family as of this weekend.
I've got a pet. It's my first pet.
Is it?
Yeah. And
did you never go down like the hamster route when you were?
No, because my mum was allergic, so my sister had fish, but I never had any pets. So this is my first one.
I had some rabbits for a while.
Did you?
Yeah,
what happened to them?
Well, it was just like.
Did you find them too high maintenance?
Yeah, a little bit, and it was always like my mum looking after them, so we gave them to next door.
You go off things quite quick, don't you?
Yeah, I don't have much attention span.
But I wasn't thinking about getting a pet.
I wanted them to do more, you know?
Well, they just sort of sit there and eat carrots,
that's
don't they?
Rubbish. It's like, do some tricks or something.
Well, you have to train them.
Oh, what, to do tricks?
Yeah. You don't just get a rabbit and it does. I don't know if you can train rabbits, but normally with dogs, you don't just get them and they can do all the tricks.
Well,
you have to train them.
All they did was sit there in the hutch and eat lettuce all day and occasionally have a little drink from the bottle.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. Anyway, what have you got?
I've got a fish called Roger, and I wasn't going to get a fish, but we found him in reception of my flat on Friday night, and once I'd seen him, I couldn't leave him.
Your flat has a reception?
Well, you know, like the main door. Like, what else would you... What's the word to describe it? The lobby? Like the bit where all the post boxes
are? Is it concierge?
No, well, no. Yeah, maybe.
Is it? Have you got like
it's
an actual...
It's in Reading.
Yes.
That cancels it out.
Why does it? Concierge in Reading. So it's just like a little communal area.
Yeah, the communal area where you walk in.
Is there a man on security there all the time?
Yeah.
Right, so it's concierge.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Wow.
Anyway, so Roger
must come around sometime.
I don't know if his name is actually Roger, but that's what I've called him. So he was just sitting there, and I thought, oh my God, I can't just leave him there.
What, someone had left him in the
yeah,
concierge?
Yeah, there was a little note saying, I've got to go travelling, so obviously I can't take the fish. Will someone please give him a home?
Oh, that's
so
cute.
So after I'd seen him, I couldn't abandon him, so I took him upstairs, and then on Saturday I went and bought him an aquarium. He loves it.
You've got an aquarium?
Yeah, because you can't keep goldfish in bowls. It's not good for them.
Oh, right,
so
I didn't
know
that. So
you have to get something with a pump and all that. I've learnt so much about fish.
Oh, my God, that's so expensive.
Yeah, he's not cheap.
So is it like an all-round aquarium thing in your house?
No.
With, like, lighting and
it's
stuff?
It's tiny. It's, like, about that big. It's about 20 litres.
And are you going to keep Roger, the fish?
Yeah, of course. I can't stop looking at him.
And what type of fish is he, please?
He's just a goldfish.
Right, good.
And he doesn't... You're right, he doesn't do much. He does much more than when I first put him in there. But you're right, he doesn't do much apart from...
What do you mean he's doing much more?
Well, like, I think when I got him, he was a bit... He might have been tired or something, but he's happier now he's in the tank.
Were you like, come on, wake up, do something?
Yeah, I was like, come on, Roger, come on.
Come on, Roger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cute. And it's your first pet.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll always remember your first pet.
Yeah.
So that's really nice.
Mm.
Say hi to Roger for me.
Okay.
Fish.
I thought you meant now. Hello, Roger, if you're listening.
Oh, have you left the radio on for him?
Might have done.
People do that for their pets.
He can't get lonely.
There's loads of dogs that are massive fans of this show. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now, did you hear Stupid Street earlier? We had a girl on called MJ Cans, and she had a lot of specifications of the man that she really wants to meet and go out with.
What's your name?
My name's Melissa, also known as MJ Cans.
MJ Cans?
Yeah.
Why MJ Cans?
Because she's got massive cans. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that is true, actually.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Don't look down. Look into
eyes. You can't just say that and then... Oh, yeah.
And she's been in touch. Here is MJ Cans. Hi.
Hi, all.
You're right.
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. You're very specific, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Oh, who's that with you?
It's Ledge. Say hi, Ledge.
Hi!
Who's Ledge?
Ledge is my twosome. We come as a package, a bit like a two-finger Twix.
You're just liking yourself to a two-finger Twix there.
What was that noise?
Yeah, we come as a pair.
Did someone guff then?
No, No, Mel moved the seat back in the car.
Oh, right. Sounded like a little fart.
We are safe.
A little one?
I pulled over. We are safe.
Wow, you really are a twosome, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, what are you hoping to get out of this, please?
A double date. Well, actually, we did ask, what was he called? Smooth Talking Dan, because he said he had lots of celebrity friends. He said you, actually.
Yeah, he did.
So, we asked him for a table because we went out, obviously, on Friday night. He didn't answer the question and he moved on and just went a bit red.
Mm. Right. He doesn't have any celebrity friends. He's lying to you.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's fine.
Did he say which celebrities he's friends with?
No. He just said lots of celebrity friends.
Oh, funny that. He's such a smooth talker. He really is.
We're a bit gullible like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can put it out there again, but I don't really think you want to date our listeners.
Yeah, we do. We do.
I'm not sure you do. They're lovely and everything.
There's no way that any of them would match up to your 16 specifications.
You're just so pacific.
Was there actually 16 specifications?
Yeah. Yes, there was. And here they all are.
He's got to be... He's got to be... He's got to be interesting, he's got to be funny, but he can't be too nice, but he has to be nice enough. Also, he has to be fit, he has to have a nice body, he has to be able to cook. Also, I like to be able to have cuddles, so he has to be able to cuddle, but I don't want him to be too close all of the time. I need my space. I need to be able to go out with my girls, but also I need him to get on with my girls. My girls are very important to me. He has to dress well. He has to be thoughtful, but not too thoughtful, because sometimes it's a bit suffocating. He has to have footballer's legs, but not necessarily play football. But if he does play football, that will quite be a bonus, because I know the offside rule. No receding. I've been there, done that. Also, I don't want any silver foxes.
And there we have it. All the specifications of MJ Cans. Put to music. Someone just said, can you ask why MJ Cans is called MJ Cans? We mentioned this already.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We'll be right back.